cute. You got a box for it?
Lady, if I ruin my car to be carrying boxes around for this stuff, I trash the boxes and add more merchandise. I don't do gift wraps. Sorry.
So much for service after the sale. For Betty Jo, her car is her hotel, her office, her warehouse. And the New Year season is cash cow. You milk it for all it's worth. Abundant life? She's never heard of it.
What do you want?
Three cheeseburgers, three orange hash browns, and three coffees to go.
What are you paying with? One gray button, two Subway tokens, $4.15 in change. Doesn't cut it.
You gotta take something. They've been traveling, maybe hungry, maybe needing something. I don't want to go empty-handed.
Say, gents, what's the emergency?
We've been told there's a child born in here this night. We're going to see him. We want to take something for his folks. They didn't go to the hospital. They're just in town. Reckon they might be needing something. Some help.
Say, sad story. Where's your family?
At a boarded up service station down by the interstate.
Oh, yeah? Who told you?
Angels.
Angels? Angels? Boy, I've heard some tales of love in my time, but that beats all. Angels? Let me guess, they have some gold halos and little wings to flap around with. Maybe they have a little heart to clump on. Oh, and maybe they came out of a bottle. Yeah, that's it. A bottle of wine. They have white robes too? They sing to you?
Yeah, music like I've never heard before. One sweet voice growing into an army of voices. Like a mom, one sweet voice like a mama's lullaby. It echoed like the ocean. It shook the ground. It made me want to sing like I've never want to sing before.
Give them what they want, Jake. I'll pay the difference. Tell me what else angels told you.
They said it was good news they were bringing. That this child is a savior. His name's Christ the Lord. And they gave us a son, too. They said we'd find him in a cardboard box on a mattress or shredded newspaper.
Jake finishes the order, and Maggie helps him put it in takeout boxes. They don't know if the Lord's parents like sugar or cream or both, so they pour a large black coffee and another with cream, and send some sugar packets and empty cups so they can work it out the way they like it. Maggie also caps a large cup full of orange juice, thinking the Lord's mother might rather hike it.
Thank you, ma'am. This means more than I could ever tell you.
Wait, sir. You forgot your change.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for your kindness.
Hey, guys, you said his baby is a savior. Savior of what? What's he going to save you from?
Nothing, maybe, ma'am. Save us from that.
What did he mean by that?
Who knows? Well, there goes a free meal for a bunch of drunks. Maggie, you should have been someone's mama.
Maggie says nothing. She stares out the glass where the messenger pointed. She sees the lights of the city, cold and distant in the dark. She sees a neon sign on the motel across the street, vacancy. She sees her own reflection, small and dark and distorted in the plate glass.
Now where are you going, Maggie? We're going to have half the UAW inside here in 10 minutes.
I'm going to see that baby Jake. What if he is the savior sent from God? Well, I've just realized I've been searching for him for my whole life, and I just want to see his face.
2 Corinthians 4:6. For God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ.
Thank you, youth group, and thank you, children, for your Christmas message. At this time, I'd like to ask the directors to come forward, Yvonne and David, Matt, Marty, Connie, and Laura. one announcement to make. On Christmas Eve, the Christmas Eve service, we would like all of the children who can come. We're going to ask them to sing two of the songs that they sang tonight during the Christmas Eve service. I think most of them will have a note to explain this. One thing I'd like to do is thank the Fellowship Committee for the very fine meal this evening. So,
we ask these things in the name and the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.